We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mudnatsky, broadcasting from our best yet broadcast studios in Boston as we get you set for Patriots and Chiefs. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. Now here's Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe, and Mike Mudnatsky.
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
I'm going to assume that's from some kung fu thing that Fourier asked for. What is that from?
Yeah, where that's his analogy.
Where's my clip?
I just where heard a clip. It? I just heard a kung. Is that from kung
that's
fu or something?
That's not it.
Garvin, seriously, we're going to have major issues.
Oh, it's my Sunday too, Fourier.
Yeah. Come on!
You know,
what are you doing?
You have a clip from a 40-year-old movie. What the hell are you doing?
You can't find...
Come on.
Doug has pulled it up. Like, everybody at this restaurant...
Well, good. Doug can come down here and produce the show then.
Ooh, Doug, Garvin is getting tough with you because he doesn't like to be told what to do.
You guys do this on your own time. We have the esteemed...
this is what you call Captain Furious having a meltdown.
Ooh, I like
somebody
that.
Oh, boy. No.
Let's go to Kansas City because we're all stuck here, as you said earlier, Christian. They sent all the stars out to Kansas City. We're not in that beautiful people group, but Tommy Kearney's NBCSportsBoston.com, and he joins us on NFL Sunday. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Boy, you guys sound like there's a lot of animosity involved today.
Yeah, something going on down there. I don't know what's going on, Tom. We're not involved in it. It's like a Fourier, Garvin, like producer thing that's going on. We're all in a good mood. We got football an hour and a half from now or something like that here with the NFC game. But I'm going to ask you, set the scene for us. You're in Kansas City. How's it feel in KC for AFC title game day?
Weather-wise, bitterly cold. You all already knew that. There is no precipitation at the moment.
Yep.
And they're not really expecting it. So dry, very cold. But I think the atmosphere, too, is really interesting because you can't, I mean, as you might expect, you can't turn around without seeing somebody in Chiefs garb. This city right now is over the moon. They don't have anything. You know, they don't have a basketball team. They don't have, you know, the Kansas Jayhawks. But they are really, it's going to really suck for them if they don't win.
Nice. All right. Now, where do you stand?
I mean, you're the number one seed, the MVP at home, man. Right. Oh, they're going to be so sad. Sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the Patriots are a bad road team, and I'm just looking at their record. Fourier has sort of tried to give a reason for each one of the losses and say, well, this happened here and this happened there. Where do you come down on them playing outside of Foxborough?
Much closer to where Christian is. Mm. I think that there are things that enter into the road situation that can exacerbate what's already there, like an injury, the inability to separate. You know, you look at that Tennessee game, they just basically knew everything the Patriots were going to try and do offensively, and Gronk wasn't a factor. He didn't play in that game. And they just tried to pound the ball to Edelman, White, and Josh Gordon, and they couldn't do it. So there was that game. The Miami game was just weird. Even though they lost at the end, they lit it up offensively, but they couldn't finish at halftime. Pittsburgh game was a bizarre aberration in my mind, just based on the penalties. So, yeah, I can excuse them all away in different manners. But to me, the biggest factor today is they have an absolutely positively clean injury report, and the only player of consequence that they had coming back that they don't have is Eric Rowe. So that, to me, is just bizarre to see a team at this level of health. And it's something we've never seen with the Patriots this decade, to be this healthy at this point.
Yeah, when you talk about, you know, the other teams that they lost to, like Tennessee, right? They just knew exactly what the Patriots were going to do. Why wouldn't the Kansas City Chiefs have that same ability and that same knowledge based on all the other times that Andy Reid has coached against Bill Belichick?
I think it's a Bob Sutton thing. I mean, he knows what's going to go on, too. They're going to try and take away Julian Edelman. I just don't know if they're going to have the same level of aggression. The Tennessee game, they were embarrassingly bad on the offensive line, too. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't know why they played so badly that day up front, but we just haven't seen that iteration of the Patriots since. I mean, they're just outstanding up front right now. So they can try the games and the twists, and they will have the advantage of the crowd noise. But I still look at this Patriots team, and there's just not a lot of things that are popping up right now that you say are big concerns. And I was less impressed with that when they were doing that against the Jets and the Bills. But to do it last week against the Chargers really made it, you know, ratcheted it up a bit.
They got a couple options that I guess Bill can try to take away here, Tom. I think Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill are right at the top of that list. Do you think there is a preference among the Patriots coaching staff of what the – you know, what's bigger to take away for the check down guy over the middle, the deep threat, you know, making big plays down the sideline the way he did in that first game?
It's got to be Hill.
Yeah.
To me, when you look at the two games that they've played, 2017 opener, this year week six, they've had five plays of over 50 yards against the Patriots. And that's another aspect of this, too. Five plays of over 50 yards for touchdowns, but they also had a 97-yard kickoff return. And, you know, those things all enter into the big playability that the Patriots have done a better job as the season has gone along of taking away. So we'll see if they're able to do that, because sometimes too, Christian, I think that the players force the team into breaking down. You can say all you want, we're not going to let Tyreek Hill score from 77 yards away, and then he's just so good that he can still do it to you.
If the Patriots win the toss, this is a question we kicked around earlier, Mutt and Fourier both would defer like they normally do. I would receive like they did last week against the Chargers. What do you think they would do?
I would receive. I would take it. Take the ball. And I think last week was related to how confident they were in their plan offensively and the ability to get
It's fine. That's fine. Just call. We all know who he's talking
okay.
about. That's who they are.
It's fine. Chargers.
But I think the same thing. You know, the noise. Belichick has talked about it so much. You know, the best way to shut up the opposing team is to get the lead. So if you kick it off to Patrick Mahomes, and you know they go down, either get three or seven, and then your offense comes on the field with, you know, 11 minutes left in the first quarter, and they're already loaded for bear, and you go three and out, then you're starting to roll downhill a little bit, and it gets dicey. But so I would take the ball and not worry about doubling up and everything else in terms of halftime. Just get the ball, start scoring.
Yeah, the other thing that's standing out is, well, I guess that's been talked about, is this all of a sudden, like, this Kansas City Chiefs defense is just kind of figured it out. Right, so you'll hear a bunch of stats about, you know, the last six games since Houston returned, and you know now they're just they figured out all their issues, so they're not the lowly ranked defense that you see in the stats column. They're actually pretty potent. Do you buy into that, or are they pretty much still who they were when the Patriots played them in week six?
I think they're a lot better, but there are still going to be plays to be made against them because they try to play aggressively. Like when you look last week at what they did to the Colts. First play of the game, you saw, I think it was Justin Houston, just tearing off the edge to get involved in the running game. And you can't do that consistently, I think, against a team like the Patriots, who will sniff that out and then start, you know, going around that now soft edge because somebody's come upfield. I imagine that Josh McDaniels has had a good week of trying to craft some things, because I don't think that they will do different things, but I don't think they're multiple. You know, the way the Patriots can be, and they'll get them into different things. I think that's a huge advantage for them, too, that they can morph and change on the fly during the game, depending upon what Sutton does. I wouldn't be surprised, too, even though I did talk about a fast start,
if
they do have a lot of probing that goes on to try and figure out what they're doing, as opposed to last week where you didn't have that going on, because the Patriots knew exactly what they were going to do in terms of that Chargers defense.
Yeah, that just sat in that zone. I mean, you've mentioned Sutton a couple times. What about Andy Reid? I mean, I don't know what to make of this stat, Tom, but it seems important that Bill Belichick has had 7 40-point games against him since 2000 as coach of the Patriots. Three of those came against Andy Reid. The other came against the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl. It seems like Andy Reid's offenses, even with quarterbacks that aren't Patrick Mahomes, have been an issue for this Patriots defense. How much stock do you put in that number?
A lot. He's as good as there is. We talk about these, you know, the Sean McVay innovators. If you look at the four coaches, I would say that McVay might be the least innovative of the four. I mean, he's young, yeah, but if you look at what Belichick has done over his career, what Reed continues to do, what Peyton has done, you know, the innovation that Reed can bring to the game is pretty potent. And I do take them seriously in terms of that. Now, will his game management skills hold him back today? It always has. You know, the lack of urgency you saw in 2015 when they had the AFC Divisional Playoff game with Alex Smith quarterbacking the Chiefs, it was embarrassing, the lack of urgency shown. So I think we're looking at, you know, whether or not he can shake that label of dunce when it comes to the fourth quarter.
What do you think of all this stuff that Tom Brady and Edelman specifically, but I'm sure other guys on the team are doing, the, you know, bet against us, or people think we suck and we can't win games. One of the great franchises of all time, the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest head coach of all time, trying to make a third straight trip to the Super Bowl. They're 3-point dogs, but it's really only because they're on the road. What do you think of this underdog sort of mentality they've taken on?
I think that people have bastardized what the initial message was and said, well, no one said suck, so where does he get off saying that? And then they're not referring to the three straight trips to the Super Bowl or anything like that. We have picked and picked and picked and picked and picked on this team all season long. So I understand where they would feel slighted, especially locally, and that's what I think is the disconnect. People nationally are saying, I don't understand. If you were here and you heard us rail on them for having a horrendous run defense, for melting down against Miami, for scoring 10 points on the road in three different games, for getting their asses kicked, for not having any outside receivers for most of the season, for Tom Brady falling away on throws. I mean, for Rob Gronkowski being, you know, checked out for a large portion of the season, it seemed. I could see where they'd be slighted. I'm surprised that so many people have flipped it to make it seem like they weren't criticized.
Were they unfairly criticized, though? So when you get smoked by the Titans, what are we supposed to say? Like, hey, it's the Patriots. They always win, so nothing to see here. Right? I mean, this was, compared to other Patriots teams, this wasn't and is still not as good as a lot of the other ones we've seen.
No, but I think that they're still absolutely have the opportunity and the right, as you would or I would, to say, I told you so, if things appear to be turning out okay despite those days.
Sure.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't think that it's this level of just complete bafflement that the Patriots would point out that people crapped on them all year long.
Well, but the other thing is, I don't even think it shouldn't be a surprise on another note that this has just been who they are for, like, forever. Like, they've always done this. There's no different than 2001, 2003, 2004. It's the same old story all over again.
Exactly right. But those were weird. I remember being in the locker room after Carolina, after that Super Bowl, and Rodney standing there with his arm in a cast saying, nobody believes in us. I'm like, stop. I said, nobody didn't believe in you guys. I think you were 7-point favorites or something. That, to me, was absurd. In this instance, it's not. The team went 11-5. I, you know, must have raised comparisons to 2009 a dozen times. I wrote stories about how this is, you know, the last roundup, and it might still well be. But I'm not surprised. I'm more surprised that people took exception to it and didn't see the full, you know, the contours of the story.
It's the suck. It's Brady saying suck. Everything else besides that kind of sort of makes sense. Brady saying the word suck, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I just don't think people think they suck. People want to root against them. They're the sports villains in this country because people are sick of them, but that does not necessarily mean that people think they suck, and that's the thought I had all week.
Yeah, to me it's like a catch-all, though. Like, if I say to you, Mutt, that was bad, okay, I suck. Well, I didn't say you suck, but I would get the point. You'd say, okay, enough with the criticism.
Well, you do that,
but like what I don't get is, like, so when the run defense sucked, did it not suck? It did, right?
Yeah, otherworldly. Fourth worst all time for 3 weeks.
It did.
Yeah.
I think more people picked
that. We all
said
that.
All right. But we can't. We shouldn't have?
No. But we should be reminded if the run defense doesn't suck, when someone can say, I mean, this is bizarre.
The whole thing's bizarre. I think a lot of people picked them to beat the Chargers. They were at home. They were undefeated at home. Like, okay, you won. You beat the Chargers. Now, this week, I think there are more people picking against them. They're an underdog. Like, they are. The Chiefs were the best team in the regular season. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem using whatever you want as motivation. I'm just saying some of the things don't really add up. Like, bet against us? It's like, Edelman's been an underdog probably six times in his NFL career. So, hey, I guess sell the shirts now while you can.
Well, you're right. And then the other thing is, too, if the level of excellence that they play at and have over years, if it's diminished and people say, well, they're not what they were.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the same thing.
That's true. Tom, we need to get your headline. This is one of the big Fourier questions. What will be the headline tomorrow morning after this Patriots-Chiefs game?
Huh.
More extensive than that.
Huh? That'd be a good one.
Huh.
Didn't see that coming.
Come on, got to be quick on your feet, Curran.
Romo.
This is going to be... okay, let's go. Mahomes gets same treatment that K-Gun and Greatest Show on Turf.
All right, okay, so this is... Okay. Again, that's
real snappy.
Worse than Fourier's. Like many of you, thousands of you, in fact, I follow the Tommy Curran Experience on a social media platform called Twitter. Not sure if you heard of it, but it's pretty popular. So you, on your story at NBCSportsBoston.com, you have 34-30 Patriots as your prediction. You tweeted out 15 hours ago on your little Twitter feed there. You tweeted out randomly, I don't think it will be close. You pick 34-30. So what the hell are you talking about? That's a close game. Or is this something else you're subtweeting? Yeah.
No, that's just playing both sides of the coin so that I can say, nailed it.
Smart. That's pretty smart.
Oh, wait. You did say it wasn't going to be close. But you also picked the Patriots 34-30. What does that mean?
No, I think the Patriots will win the game. I don't know if it'll be as... maybe the score will be 34-30. Look, I'm picking, they're going to cover.
Okay.
They're going to win outright.
They're going to win.
The money line, hit both of those.
And, so you're not going to take Edelman? You're not going to take Edelman's advice and bet against them? You're not going to do that?
Oh, you're so indignant about this.
No, I'm not.
You're talking to the author of the Edelman book. He's not going to say anything bad about
Relentless.
The score.
I understand. I'm just saying.
He wanted that to be the title of the book.
Bet against us?
The squirrel?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Bet against
me. I believe
it. What does that mean? We're not doing that.
All right, so you got the Pat.
No, veto.
Pat's winning and covering, obviously, is a 3-point underdog. Who are the Patriots playing in Atlanta, Tom?
Oh, they're playing the Saints.
Kind of a good game.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, I want you guys to enjoy the game.
All right, well,
you do as
what
well.
What time's TV start today for you?
4 o'clock. Mm. 5 o'clock. See, I'm working on local time.
So you're still in your hotel just kind of figuring it out, huh?
Yeah, I'm pacing around. You know, I went to the gym.
Getting a workout
in. Did Bo make the trip to Kansas City?
No.
Bo doesn't get to go?
What are you? You put him in a little dog carrier?
No, you got to get a seat for him. Be like, I need him. He's a comfort dog.
And therapy dog,
grab a seat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Next time.
Yeah, all right.
Bring it to Atlanta.
Super Bowl.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoy it. Watch on TV later.
That'd be great. Bo does Atlanta. You wouldn't watch that?
Yeah,
they could do a whole web series of
Bo
it.
Bo knows Bo.
Bo knows football.
With the pads and the bat.
Give him a little bat.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little stick bat.
So I guess because he's a friend of the program, we will let him off without really get after him. But you can't pick 34-30 and then tweet out. I don't think it'll be close.
I feel like 3 points is super close.
So yeah, maybe it's a throwaway touchdown at the end or something like that. But
that's close, right?
See, no, it is close.
He would never admit this on the air. Here's what I believe now to be true. So he went out to Kansas City. He has sources inside the Patriot organization. He is hearing from his sources. They are supremely confident.
They are ready to go.
In the Patriots defense. This is now Curran got a little inside info 15 hours ago, which would have been what? Ooh, like 10:30 last night.
Oh, boy.
A couple of cocktails.
Sure.
Gets a little text, a tweet, ran into somebody at a restaurant
or
a hotel.
Barbecue, perhaps.
He was told, I don't want to project, but Curran was told by somebody in the organization,
they
are good to go for this game.
Get stitches here in the NFL.
Wow, that's what that means.
You know what else? You know what I'm done with? Can I just add this before we take a break?
Go ahead.
I know what
sure.
Time it is.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
I'm done with seeing all the journalists and writers and TV guys going to barbecue joints saying this is the best place to get barbecue and taking a picture of their food.
I must not follow these people. I haven't talked to them at all.
You don't see that? Everybody is sending out these pictures of their food.
But you know what?
Billy Joe's barbecue.
But you have to admit, Forey, I know you agree with me. Barbecue in Kansas City is different. Just a better steak than you get here, right? You agree?
I don't really care. I looked at all the pictures. It does nothing for me.
Just say what you said off the air. We're listening to your rant about this off the air. I thought we were going to get that.
What?
You were ripping the idea of the steaks being different, all from the same cow. It was a great off-the-air rant.
All from the same cow.
To be said, it was a great line.
Well, no, I'm sitting here like, you know, it's like, you know, you'll get a steak. It's like, you know, $50 for a steak. And what's the difference? If everybody, every restaurant is getting the steaks from the same damn cow, right? Same grass-fed, same farm, same everything, you know, butchered in the same humane way, right? Got to kill the cows, you know, in a nice way.
During the bullfighting.
Right?
Stab them with
What's the difference between, you know, Morton's and Davio's and some crap they serve out in KC? I have no idea.
Seasoning. Probably seasoning.
Salt? Oh, wait. They have different sea salt?
KC rub. Yeah, the KC rub's different.
They get their own salt.
Yeah. I only eat grass-fed.
Different ingredients.
Is this steak? Is this from a grass-fed cow?
What we do is we sear it, and then we put it in a special oven. I'm losing my mind. I gotta get the hell out of here.
I know what that's from. Is that from Kung Fu? That
no.
Tommy.
No.
It's never going to be from Kung Fu.
No. No. Garvin's like starting a fight that he's never going to win.
You guys are in a. Let you guys figure this out off the air. There's some definite. There's some 2-6 drama that is bleeding over to this show, which is
I can't believe you guys have never heard of that clip before.
Don't know, don't care.
It's not happening.
Nobody on the city block has heard of this quote before either.
You don't know about Kung Fu?
Iconic. It is iconic.
Here's what I know. I know an office.
It's up there with
Office Space. He asked her, "Do you want to come back to my place?"
Yeah,
Kung Fu.
Pet Rock.
That's what I remember.
Be the space at the center.
Yeah, the guy who invented a Pet Rock made $1 million.
Is that it?
Yeah, $1 million.
Sure, it's like snatch the pebble.
It's a jump
I'll
to conclusions, Matt.
It's like, you know.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Peace be with
Difficult
you.
Difficult and easy.
Lumber?
Compliment each other.
I'd rather have Office Space. We'll come back. 617-779-7937. The phone. All week.
You've been
Big
game
around.
Today.
You're listening to the radio
game.
All week. I want to call in and tell these idiots why they're wrong about the game.
What
this is your last chance to do it because after this, you get NFL football. Then after that, you get more NFL football. Both games here on WEEI. Then you get the real post-game show. By the time Glenn takes the air and explains why or why not exactly what he thought was going to happen in front of him and explain why he's an expert and you're not, the game will have already been played. This is your last chance. Why we're idiots, whether it's me or Keefe or Fourier or somebody you heard breaking down this game, 617-779-7937, the phone number, your phone calls, and we'll pick the game between now and 2 o'clock.
NFL Sunday with Fourier, Mutt, and Keefe is presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, insurance simplify. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. More of NFL Sunday right now as we get you set for Patriots and Chiefs on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's going to be the same thing for Gronkowski. When you talk to people close to him, they do think there's a strong possibility that this is the offseason he decides to hang it up and potentially go into a second career, maybe in the WWE, although that is probably unlikely. More likely for Gronkowski, he'll try to be a movie star. As far as why he would consider retirement, Chris Rose, just think about this. He's battled so many health injuries over the course of his career. Finally healthy now and feeling good, but clearly not the same player. No doubt, Chris, Gronkowski has a lot to ponder today, after today, in what could be his last game.
So it's an update, but not really an update. Ian Rappaport about an hour ago on the NFL Network. Gronk could retire, might retire.
Acting, huh?
Might go into acting, not acting. WWE. It sounds like wrestling is not going to be where he goes. But, like Commando 19 with
sure.
Featuring Rob Gronkowski, one of these.
He could do both if you wanted to.
WrestleMania, mojo.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do comedy. It's going to have to be action. I've seen him try to do comedy.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's a little awkward. But hey, you got to start somewhere.
But it will not be a huge surprise if he decides to walk away. I don't think he's going to.
This could be it today.
I don't think the Patriots are bringing him back at his current dollar amount for next year. So he's got to decide at that point, do they offer him less to play? Does he want to play for less? Curran has said a bunch of times this year he's not wanted to play for less. Mike Florio said the joy has been away from his game this year. So, I mean, if
Fourier, do you still think he has a big game in him? Like receiving wise, I mean.
Well, okay, so last time they played, what was it, 4 catches for like, I don't know, 60-some-odd yards, but two.
No, he had 97 yards against Kansas City.
Okay, yeah, he had two big
on
plays.
On 3 catches, right? 3 for 97?
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so they weren't big numbers, but they were impact plays. Yeah, if they're going to play man, I just went back and I looked at that game, and I was like, wow, Gronk had a ton of opportunities, but for some reason or another, they didn't go to him a lot. I mean, they just didn't, and I can easily see how this is like, you know, a point of emphasis for them. Listen, we got to get Gronk involved. If they're going to go man on us and they're going to challenge us, and the two safeties that were covering him the last time we played aren't even on the team anymore, why are we not forcing the issue with him? I mean, I don't know. That's what I would think. And then
because they're not that confident in him right now and receiving the ball.
Say,
blocking,
okay, so
yes, receiving, no.
Okay, is it? I don't think it's the same lack of confidence as it was in the middle of the season when he was legit banged up, slow, and just looking like he had aged.
Was his first target last week in the third quarter?
His only target.
Yeah,
His
only one. I think that this is – I don't think he's hurt. Like, I'm almost positive he's not hurt. And I don't think they weren't going to him last week because they didn't believe he could get open or he didn't have a favorable matchup. I just felt that the game plan took him in a completely, totally direction. And by the time if they had any plays that were going to go to him, they didn't need him. But now they do. Now they're going to need him. So I think they actually utilize him. I don't think he outplays Kelce as far as numbers and yards.
Right.
But I think impact, yeah. I think he has a bigger impact than Kelce.
Well, I'll be fascinated to see how the Patriots play Kelce and Tyreek Hill. I mean, he'll burn them for a couple of big plays. Kareem Hunt is a major loss for them. I know Damian Williams has played better as of late, and running the football, he's
been
good. But
against the Patriots, Hunt had a couple
of
monster
games. Kareem
Hunt
is electric in the receiving game, and I'm picking the Chiefs, but I'm not going to be surprised if we look back tomorrow and say they missed Kareem Hunt in this game, and Damian Williams could not make the same plays downfield. We will see, but if they lose today, it is the last game Gronk plays in a Patriots uniform. I don't think he's taking less money to play here.
No, I think that's
I don't
it.
Think he's getting some I big contract extension. Sure. This will be it.
Oh, I think he stays.
Wow.
I know we had this conversation.
Less money to stay.
Wow. I don't think he takes less money. I don't think he. I think he plays out his contract.
The Patriots pay him $13 million next year.
Yep.
No shot.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
No. Kyle and Winthrop.
Put some money on it. Let's bet.
Okay, we'll go.
All in.
Yeah. Let's wager. Let's gamble.
I have no money. Hey, Kyle.
Kyle, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Kyle.
What's
You're
up?
On the air, buddy.
Great.
Hey, listen, I want to just tell you guys that you guys are so far off. Such statistic nerds. You're not bringing the real element.
Never heard that before.
For example, okay, so bring us the real element then, Kyle. I'll get out of the way.
The real element is bringing human emotion into the game. This is such an emotional game for the Patriots.
Okay.
But they want to shut up all these cheetah callers.
Yep.
And people like that. And
The Patriots are listening to sports talk radio, listening to cheater phone callers?
No, I'm talking about all these people that are calling the Patriots.
Oh, okay, like Rob Parker, all those morons.
They have to shut these people up and show them what a real going against the real true champions are all about.
So do you think the Chiefs are playing with any emotion?
Huh?
Huh?
If you want, I can give you an example of what you guys do wrong.
Sure. No, you just. So your point is Kansas City plays with no emotion. They don't want to play in this game. They're not as fired up for the Patriots.
Of course they are. But right now, and today, they're going to be playing true champions. They're going to find out what it's all about. All right, the Patriots are going to win by 14 points today.
Hard. No we problem. Got hard. This team got hard.
Seems maybe closer than it should be. The way Kyle was talking.
I wanted to hear what he thought you guys were doing wrong.
I mean, we don't have enough time.
No,
we don't have enough time.
I was amazed that he called us nerds. I was like, wow. Yeah. Is that what it feels like?
We're stat nerds.
Our feelings are hurt.
Brought up their 3-5 on the road. They scored 12 fewer points on the road than at home. I'm a stat nerd.
I call them facts, not stats, but I guess either way.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
let's come back and pick the games, both the AFC and the NFC, and then we'll get the hell out of here next.
More of NFL Sunday right now as we get you set for Patriots and Chiefs on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, let's pick it. Mutt Keith, 4A NFL Sunday, Sports Radio WEEI. Let's start with the early game, fellas. Saints and the Rams, they played earlier in the year. Saints won that game comfortably. I'm not sure what's going to be different here today. Jared Goff has been a different quarterback without his guy Cooper Kupp. Give me the Saints winning and covering 35-25. They're headed to the Super Bowl. Rich?
I will take the Rams to go on the road and get the win 27-24.
Ooh, good game. So nice leading.
Nice, really good competitive
Christian
game.
Christian Fourier, who will be at the Super Bowl no matter what happens for the big taste of the NFL.
This is true. This is true. But I would like some friendship, so hopefully you guys get to come with me. I'm going to go Saints. Saints going to win this game at home. 34-28.
All right. Now you go first here with the Patriots. It's Pats and Chiefs. Line is 3. 6:40 kickoff there in Kansas City. 4A, who do you got?
Oh, I got the Pats. I got the Pats. And I forgot what my score was because I feel like I've said it 5 different ways, but they win. How about that?
Patriots win. There you go.
All right.
Rich?
I will take the Kansas City Chiefs 38-34. Mm. Points, 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 points.
We are really, really close. Probably that means we have no shot. The Chiefs as well. 38-33.
Okay.
So they
went
by close. That was the score I gave out.
Fair
so
enough.
Stick to it. It's a
fair
weird
enough.
Score. I understand that. My X factor is Sammy Watkins. I guess
ooh,
a big game
I'm actually
here
with
today.
You on that.
You're with me?
Yes.
Fourier, what was the X factor?
Ooh, Dorsett. Philip Dorsett is the X factor.
Philip Dorsett. I love it.
I have heard that a couple of times.
I like that one.
Amendola 2.0.
All right. Well, all right.
Well, easy there, Tiger.
Go home and go get a nap in. Good job today, Christian.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Doug Lane. Thank you, Ryan and Bridget, our producers here. Excellent job. This was a tough day to drive into. These guys were here early and often. Thank you, Fitzy, for the great lead-in today.
That was great.
Don't forget, both games coming up. Pat's game is on EEI. You lose power. Listen to the game right here. And, of course, after the game, real post-game show with Ordway, Smirlis, Diase until 2 a.m. Then we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., win or lose. Everyone's in the house tomorrow. Enjoy the football, Pats and Chiefs. You get Rams and Saints next here on WEEI. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.